top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the midday news for Wednesday, March 22nd. In the headlines, DPSU General Secretary Thomas Leiter says the union will push for a salary increase when the negotiations for the period 2023-2024 gets on the way soon. Antigua's cruise port again hosted six vessels on Tuesday, and 500,000 students in Los Angeles School District are home from school due to a three-day strike led by 30,000 support staff and 35,000 teachers, joining them in solidarity in the fight for higher salaries. The news is brought to you compliments, Courts Dominica Limited.
Take a break with a cash loan of $3,000 or more from Courts Ready Cash, and you could win instant prizes of Courts Cash, shopping coupons, gift vouchers, and much more. Paying nothing down and get 30 days to make your first installment. Visit us today with your ID, proof of address, payslip, references, and a job letter, and enjoy hassle-free service, flexible payment terms, and fast approval. Now is the time to do what you love with a loan from Courts Ready Cash. We are ready when you are. Visit us online at readyfinancecaribbean.com or call 448-7655 for more details. Conditions apply.
General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, Thomas Leiter, says the union will push for a salary increase for public servants when new negotiations commence soon. However, he added that justification will be provided on level-headed grounds while also being reasonable considering the state of Dominica's economy. His comments came while speaking on state-owned radio.
And I think everybody can feel the pressure that we are in. I mean, bus fare has increased, price of petrol have not really gone down, and the cost of living keeps on rising. So there is a lot of justification that we'll provide for salary increase or whatever. But we always take into consideration the state of the economy, the situation, but at the end of it, everything has a rippling effect. So while the cost of living keep on rising, the cost of goods keep on increasing, public officer salaries just cannot remain the same. We will provide justification for an increase.
DPSU General Secretary Thomas Leiter. Director of the Financial Intelligence Unit, Mikkelson Farrell, says the recent amendments to the Money Laundering Prevention Amendment Act of 2022 has equipped the FIU and other law enforcement in Dominica with the necessary tools to investigate and prosecute persons involved in money laundering in Dominica and have these matters dealt with at the Magistrates Court. He says in his view, this amendment demonstrates the country's ability and efforts to fight money laundering and other financial crimes, among others.
Provides the avenue to confiscate the instrumentalities of crime and afford the avenue for greater coordination and collaboration among domestic law enforcement agencies in the Commonwealth of Dominica. It is the hope that law enforcement authorities in Dominica approach the court with comprehensive case files and well-investigated matters at the summary level, particularly in money laundering, the associated predicate offenses, and other financial crime.
FIU Director Mikkelson Farrell. Deputy Fire Chief Wayne Leiter says in 2021, Dominica crossed the 10,000 mark for ambulance calls for the first time in the country's history. And though a decrease was recorded last year, it still surpassed 10,000. Leiter says the number of calls have increased in terms of trauma, particularly related to motor vehicle incidents. He has made another call for drivers to be more cautious on the road. He was speaking on a local radio program.
And I made a call at the beginning of the year for persons to be a little more careful, we could say that. So a lot of incidents on the road is simply because persons are not taking heed, and we find a lack in the discipline or respect for each other on the road. I would say personally, as Wayne Leiter, I've seen that is decreasing. So we find a lot of those motor vehicle incidents, they could have been avoided. So we are still calling on persons to be a little more vigilant in accessing our roads.
Deputy Fire Chief Wayne Leiter. Tropical Shipping has announced that Tashira Musgrave Robinson has joined the Tropical team as the new island manager of Dominica. Tashira brings a wealth of experience from a multifaceted career. Her professional experiences extend from her role as accountant, office manager of Waitakubili National Trail Project Management Unit to the general manager and accountant at HHV Whitchurch and Company Limited Portsmouth Branch to the general manager of Belfast, among others. Tahira holds a bachelor's degree in accounting and human resources and a master's degree in finance. Tahira is excited about using her expertise in finance coupled with her management experience in retail and distribution to bring tremendous value to Tropical Shipping. In congratulating Tahira on her new role, Mark Lopez, the Assistant Vice President of Tropical Shipping's Eastern Caribbean Trade, comments, Tahira's values and professional background make her a great fit for this position. We have had a history of exceptional tropical managers in Dominica, and we are excited about welcoming yet another. Tahira will take the reins from Tamara Lowe James, who now heads the Tropical Shipping Antigua and Barbuda office.
I am excited to join the Tropical Shipping family. Tropical is a company with a strong company culture which places great value on both its employees and customers, making it a perfect match for me. I look forward to working with my team and building on the foundation laid by the previous managers to ensure that Tropical remains the premier shipping option in Dominica.
Tahira Musgrave Robinson, New Island Manager of Tropical Shipping, Dominica. Chief Executive Officer of Discover Dominica Authority Colin Piper stated during the official media launch of 2023 Jazz and Creole Festival last evening that festivals and events have been included as one of the seven pillars of the tourism mandate leading up to the achievement of the island's stay over visitor arrivals target for 2025 and beyond. He mentioned that one of the DDA's key goals back then was to expand the entertainment variety and decentralize entertainment away from the capital city, which hosted the annual World Creole Music Festival.
Festivals and events have been included as one of the seven pillars of the tourism mandate leading up to attaining our stay-over visitor arrivals targets for 2025 and beyond. We started the post-COVID era with the biggest World Creole Music Festival of our history in October of 2022 with record arrival figures. Then we moved on to an incredible carnival full of pageantry, shows, and endless fete in February of 2023. And now we are at this juncture, ready for Jazz and Creole 2023. Dominica's Jazz and Creole Festival was first presented by the Discover Dominica Authority in 2010, ensuring an event that delivers a fusion of jazz and Creole music, along with elements of cuisine, dance, art, and culture in an idyllic setting of Fort Shirley in the Kebbridge National Park, allowing for good, clean family entertainment, fun, and fashion. One of the objectives of DDA at the time was to diversify the entertainment variety and to decentralize the entertainment away from Roseau, where the World Creole Music Festival and the national parades for Carnival were celebrated.
Piper went on to say that because of these objectives, they were able to introduce island jazz with a Creole flavor, and that they are thrilled to announce that the 2023 Jazz and Creole Festival will be held in Portsmouth for the 12th time, giving them the tag of Home of the Jazz and Creole Festival.
And so we introduced island jazz with our Creole flavor and are pleased that for the 12th time in 2023, Portsmouth will host the Jazz and Creole Festival. We have now given Portsmouth the tag of the home of Dominica's Jazz and Creole. We are very pleased that this festival, both the main stage and the fringe events, have been embraced by the local population and that they continue to support the town of Portsmouth. I certainly want to encourage all residents that are going to jazz to invite a friend from overseas to come into Dominica to experience the line at Fort Shirley. Certainly the vibe at jazz is something to be experienced. Of course, we'll be looking out for the fashionistas and the outfits at main stage. This has simply taken on a life of its own, and fashion in particular has contributed to the economic activity that is the business of entertainment surrounding jazz, and we are grateful for that. There are many activities planned for you as part of the festival, both Fringe and Main Stage, which we will get to, but we are pleased with the lineup that we have a mix of different genres and styles. As the saying goes, different strokes for different folks, but we are certain that you will find a performance that is sure to please you. And of course, there's a great team at the Ministry of Tourism and DDA putting this event together. And so I want to say thanks to you for your hard work and dedication.
CEO of Discover Dominica Authority, Colin Piper. Kimberly King, marketing manager at the Discover Dominica Authority, stated last evening at the media launch of the 2023 Jazz and Creole Festival that this year's creative objective for the Jazz and Creole campaign is to increase visitor arrivals while reinforcing the brand's personality, showcase the island's unique culture, and ensure visually strong content that highlights Dominica's cultural asset.
This year, as it relates to the marketing update, this year the creative objectives of the Jazz and Creole campaign were to increase visitor arrivals while reinforcing the brand's personality, showcase the island's unique culture, and of course to ensure visually strong content that highlights the destination's cultural assets and capabilities. For the campaign this year, I must say that we really took our time to examine what is the true essence of Jazz and Creole, and we came up with the inspiration from Portsmouth. So Mayor Posse Massive here with us tonight, and we really wanted to highlight Portsmouth's rich Creole culture, its ties to the sea, and the Kalinago influence. Hence, the main theme message this year is welcome to Portsmouth, the home of jazz and Creole.
Visitors, according to King, could expect additional dynamic material in the coming days, including lodging and other information to help them plan their trip to the island.
In the upcoming days, expect more dynamic content to assist with you planning your trip, whether it be information related to flights, information related to accommodation, etc. Please be sure to follow Dominica Festivals on Facebook and Instagram, and Discover Dominica also on TikTok. Attendees can look forward to more information on booking packages that include accommodation, jazz tickets, and an experience when you use the promo code JAZZ23 via Discover Dominica's website when you hit the Book a Trip booking tab. More information will also be out on how you can access and book your accommodation packages in the days to follow. Persons will also have the opportunity to book accommodation-only deals via the Dominica Festival's website also in the upcoming days. So as I said, please stay tuned to the Instagram and Facebook pages of Dominica Festivals.
Kimberly King of Discover Dominica Authority, a collaborative project undertaken by the University of the West Indies together with the United Nations Development Programme and the Frankfurt School of Finance and Management to support MSMEs through upskilling and digitalization was announced as a winner of the 2022 Caribbean Sustainable Tourism Awards. Since 2000, the Caribbean Tourism Organization has organized the Caribbean Sustainable Tourism Awards to highlight the impactful, sustainable tourism actions by its member countries. The Business Adaptation Program, developed to assist tourism MSMEs in the Eastern Caribbean, received the 2022 Caribbean Sustainable Tourism Awards in the category of Tourism Education and Training and was honored at a virtual awards ceremony held on Wednesday, February 15. The UE and FS were invited by the UNDP's Office for Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean to partner to assist more than 300 micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, increase their digital skills resilience to external shocks, and access new markets within the tourism value chain. The UNDP Future Tourism Project was formulated as a response to the effects of COVID-19 on the tourism sector and its subsequent impact on MSMEs. Dr. Michelle McLeod, a tourism expert on the UE COVID-19 Task Force, led the project's implementation on behalf of UE. Through a series of online sessions, MSMEs were equipped with tailored training, coaching, and mentorship, informed of steps to digitalize organization and provided with information surrounding digital technologies, marketing, and financial planning. The business adaptation program has to be sustainable to contribute to the overall development of MSMEs in the broader Caribbean. Training and development of tourism MSMEs will contribute to sustainable growth and innovation of the tourism sector in the Caribbean. And the people now have two options, according to Justice Dr. Irvin Andre. Either they live out their beliefs and fight for their rights, or they accept handouts and drop to the back of the line, letting the rest of the Caribbean laugh at us. He references Atherton Mate and those who walk on Wednesdays as instances of those who have shown bravery while upholding their moral principles. Andre emphasizes that the citizens of this nation must choose whether they want to advance in line with their fellow West Indians or stay behind.
We have to fight. We have to fight. Fight for our rights, irrespective of who said anything. And tomorrow, let me commend once again persons like Athi Mate and those citizens who've walked, knowing fully well that a scarlet letter will be branded on their foreheads, not because they've done anything wrong, because they've shown some leadership, some courage. They haven't sacrificed their integrity for a mess of potash or have pong the back on it. They've stood on their integrity. That is the kind of example that the young people need. And we have to support that thick and thin. Bear in mind, you know, as is often stated, Christ only started with, is it 12 disciples, Gasso? Just 12. And look at where we are now. So we have two options. We either live out the dictates of our faith in terms of helping each other, being the force for good and righteousness, or we close our eyes or bury our heads in the sand, or we accept with hands of our eyes the handouts which buys our silence. The choice is clear. We know what persons in the other islands have done. Didn't stand for any of that. And that is where we are. Are we going to take our place amidst the community of nations, the community of fellow West Indians? Or are we going to stay at the back of the line, the laughing stock of the rest of the Caribbean?
In other news this afternoon, Antigua's cruise port once again hosted six vessels simultaneously on Tuesday. Seabourn Quest, Ida Diva, Morella Discovery, Costa Pacifica, and Celebrity Millennium docked in St. John's, while Royal Clipper was anchored at the Falmouth Harbour. The cruise port welcomed passengers and crew members totaling 10,911. ACP General Manager Donna Regis Prosper said, "We are happy to see this growth in the sector. The rebound of the cruise tourism is being felt by industry stakeholders." She said the benefits are both economic and social. Yesterday, Old Road Primary School grades 5 and 6 students and their principal, Riona Joseph, toured Ida Diva. Grade 6 student Anthony Edwards said, "It was like I was a tourist coming from a different country to Antigua." The students got to learn a few words in German and facts about the ship. The principal said of the initiative, "I do hope that this will continue." Three groups of primary school students have toured Ida vessels for the year. The tours are a social outreach partnership between the cruise line and Antigua Cruise Port. And more than 500,000 students in Los Angeles, the country's second largest school district, are home from school because of a three-day strike. Some 30,000 support staff are leading the strike, and 35,000 teachers are joining them in solidarity in the fight for higher salaries. CBS News' Chris Evans reports.
This is a school bus yard behind me, and as you can see, picketers are out in force here, and they're planning to be out in force around Los Angeles today. 30,000 workers for the union representing support staff like teachers' aides, bus drivers, custodians, they're planning to strike for 3 days. Also, teachers from the school district are planning to join in solidarity, so that means hundreds of thousands of kids will not be going to school for the next couple of days. Now, the news comes after failed negotiations between the district and the union earlier on Monday. The union wants a 30% raise. Now, they say average salaries for support staff total about $25,000 a year, and that puts many of them below the poverty line, especially when you factor in inflation and the rising cost of housing. The school district is countered with a 23% raise offer and a cash bonus and says the door is open to continue negotiations. Now, Los Angeles is the second largest school district in the country, so this is going to impact about 500,000 students. And in preparation for all of this, about 1,000 schools are going to be open today, but with no educational staff, so there's not going to be any instruction, just some supervision. Also here in Los Angeles, many families depend on the school district for meals for their children, so there will be food distribution sites around the county for the next 3 days. And of course, you can see all this rain here. We've got another one of those atmospheric rivers coming through, so it is going to be a very wet day on the picket lines.
And that's the news, but first a recap of the headlines. DPSU General Secretary Thomas Slater says the union will push for a salary increase when the negotiations for the period 2023 to 2024 gets underway. Antigua's cruise port again hosted six vessels on Tuesday, and 500,000 students in Los Angeles School District are home from school due to a three-day strike by teachers in a fight for higher salaries. The news is brought to you, Compliments Courts Dominica Limited. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.
Q, top of the hour.